It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School for tonight's Camden Conference Girls Basketball matchup between the McCray Wolverines and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Paul Ramo, along with my broadcast partner, Mitch Silty. Mitch, kind of cold.
Yeah, just a little to these cold temperatures yet. For some reason, so
not these extreme cold weather.
No, so
driving over from Madison to Dawson, my car didn't even warm up inside. It was still as cold as when I left Madison.
Yeah, that's gonna happen on days like today. My car didn't even want to start. So
yeah, that's right. Your car didn't start, did it?
No, it did. So.
Had to borrow your dad's pickup or something?
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, that worked out. So.
Well, we're here. Not a big crowd, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people decided to stay home tonight.
No, it's probably a little bit warmer at home, so yep. It's probably easier to just pop us on the radio.
Yeah. Well, that means we might have a larger listening audience tonight, so we appreciate you tuning in to Q92 for girls basketball tonight. The McCray Wolverines and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And Mitchell, I'm going to turn it over to you and give us a little preview or information on both of these teams.
So Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 4 wins and 10 losses, coming with a conference record of 2-6, a section record of 1-6, and so far at home this season, Dawson Boyd just 1-5 this year. They come in averaging 47 points per game on offense and give up 61 points per game on defense for a minus 14 point per game differential. They started the season at 4-5, but they come in having lost their last 5 games. And they're losing the last 5 games by an average score of 63-44, so in a little bit of a slump is Dawson Boyd coming in to this game. This is their first of 2 meetings with McCray this year. This game was supposed to occur earlier this year. It was originally scheduled for December 19th, and then that one got postponed. So now they're doing the makeup date tonight.
Must have been bad weather back on the 19th, huh?
Yeah, I think we had a little snowstorm go through then.
Okay.
Then we got freezing temps tonight, so I guess this game was just meant to be played with some not-so-nice weather, but here we are. And then for Dawson Boyd, they're 9-22 versus McCray in the last 15 seasons, just 1-10 versus McCray in the last 5 seasons. Their lone victory against McCray in the last 5 seasons came last year. They upset McCray by a score of 69-67. That was at Dawson Boyd last year.
Mm.
And actually, going into that game, Dawson Boyd was 4-10, and then McCray...
Just like they are now.
Yep, just like they are now. And then McCray was 11-4 going into that game last year, and McCray this year is coming into this game at 10-4. So,
wow.
Interesting enough, we'll see if fortunes on Dawson Boyd's side again this year.
What was the score last year of the game again?
69-67.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can't remember if I did that game or not, but yeah.
And so that'll be win for McCray kind of jump-started Dawson Boyd. They ended up winning, going on a 6-1 stretch after when they beat McCray last year. So Dawson Boyd looking to find some good fortune again with the win tonight and hopefully can go on another run to close out the season here. McCray comes in with an overall record of 10-4. They have a conference record of 6-2 with a section record of 8-1. And on the road this year, McCray is 5-2. Come in averaging 55 points per game on offense. They give up 48 points per game on defense for a plus 7 point per game differential. McCray's coming off a 54-48 loss to Montevideo. And they're trying to keep pace with KMS and Central Minnesota Christian in the standings in the Camden Conference North. KMS is 16-0 overall and 9-0 in the conference, and then Central Minnesota Christian comes in at 14-2 and 8-1 in the conference. McCray is coming in with off that upset loss to Dawson Boyd last season. This will be, I believe it's their second meeting since then.
Okay.
And so they're looking to get back to their getting another win here in Dawson Boyd. And then, of course, with McCray, we got to talk about their star player, Brielle Jansen. I believe you have some more stats on their star player, Coach McCray.
Yeah. Brielle's a two-time All-State volleyball player with over 1,500 kills. She just broke the all-time school scoring record, boys or girls, at McCray last week. Currently, she has 1,669 points. We'll talk more about that as the game goes on.
Yes, we will. That's impressive right there. That's a great feat. And she's only a junior, I believe.
Right, yep.
So they'll have her back again for next year.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Mitchell. Appreciate that. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the McCray Wolverines. Number zero, my favorite number, Mitch, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Number zero, Ella Hultgren. She's a senior guard. Number one, Brielle Jansen, a forward, 6'1" junior. Number two, Samantha Hultgren. Hultgren's a 5'8 sophomore guard. Number three, Emma Tyne. Tyne's a 6-foot post player. She's a junior. And number 20, Callie Janich. Janich is a 5'7 senior. The McCray Wolverines are coached by Sean Condon, assisted by Bryce Olson and Dana Johnson. Dawson Boyd, Blackjack, State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Number three, Claire Stratmon. Claire's a freshman, 5'3 guard. Number 11, Laura Schreier, a 5'4 sophomore guard. Number 12, a senior, 5'6 forward, Lindsay Lund. Number 15, a 5'5 junior guard, Alyssa Swazinski. Number 32, Olivia Essling. Essling's a 5'11 forward sophomore. The Blackjacks are coached, head coached by Rachel Hawkinson, JV coach Terry White. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. B-Squad game, or the JV game tonight. It was not pretty for Dawson Boyd, was it, Mitchell, in that first half, wasn't it?
No, for Dawson Boyd in the first half, they were held scoreless. The halftime score was 21-0 in favor of McCray, and then a little bit more of a competitive second half. The final score ended up being 33-10, so a 12-10 second half for both teams. So hopefully we can get a little bit more competitive game here tonight.
Yeah, the Blackjacks scored 10 points in the second half. That's a lot better than they did in the first half. All right, should be an interesting matchup here tonight between McCray and Dawson Boyd. The Blackjacks 4-10, McCray 10-4. Their four losses, actually, two of the four losses came to KMS, who's seeded at 16-0, and Central Minnesota Christian, who currently is 14-2, so they lost to some very, very good teams there. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. I want to thank Gary Hendricks, owner of Subway in Dawson, Appleton, Clare City, and two locations in Wilmer, for being our sponsor for the pregame show all season long. And Subway is my favorite place, fast food place to eat, I should say. And I eat there too much, a lot.
Yeah.
It's a good place, isn't
it? It is a good place to eat, yep.
So I want to thank Gary for that. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back with the opening tip-off between McCray and Dawson Boyd after a word from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dunn Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn & Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dawson Boys High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for 292 Sports along with Mitchell Silty. We're about ready to start the game here between McRae and Dawson Boys. As you know, the Camden Conference is split up into two halves, the north half of the Camden and the south half of the Camden. Currently, in the north half, leading is in first place is KMS. The Fighting Saints are 9-0 in conference play. In the south half, Mineota is 7-2. So those are the leaders of both halves, and of course they'll meet at the end of the regular season to crown a Camden Conference champion. Should mention Central Minnesota Christian, they're 8-1, just a game behind KMS, and McRae currently in third place in conference play with a 6-2 record. Followed by La Caparra Valley, we'll see La Caparra Valley tomorrow night at home against Mineota. The Eagles are 4-5, and this is all conference now, 2-6. The Blackjacks and Ortonville still looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-9 in conference play, 0-16 overall. All right, Mitchell, here we go. Going to be interested to see how the Blackjacks defend one of the best players in the state of Minnesota, Brielle Jansen. As I mentioned, Brielle just broke the all-time scoring record. She's started since she was in eighth grade on varsity, and a very, very good player. She wears number one. She's 6'1", and she already committed to play college basketball at Minnesota State Mankato. I believe they were the national champions last year.
Yep, I believe so, too.
All right, here's the opening tip-off, and Jansen wins that one easily, and McRae with the basketball.
Dawson Boyd looks like they're out in a man-to-man defense. Looks like Alyssa Swodzinski gets this job to guard Brielle.
Jansen, and she turns and shoots, and there's her first points of the game. Right off the bat, Brielle Jansen with the basket.
Brielle taking advantage of her height right there and getting a turnaround hook for McRae in the paint.
Oh, nice give and go to Aslan, and Jansen. Brielle steals the ball, and she'll bring it down the floor. Here's a three-point shot put up by Hulkgren, and that's no good. Rebounded by Stratmone. Player quickly up the floor.
McRae looks like they're in a man-to-man defense as well to start this game off.
Well, the Blackjacks started on a nice pick and roll there to Aslan, but I'm not sure who passed it to her, but it wasn't high enough, and Jansen stole the ball. Esslein from the free throw line, a shot up off the back iron, rebounded by Jansen. 2-0 McRae, just underway here at Dawson Boyd High School on a very, very cold night. A number of games were postponed tonight, but this one they kept on. Actually, it was a makeup game, like you said, right, Mitchell?
Yep, this game was originally supposed to be played December 19th, but I believe we had a little bit of a snowstorm come through that night.
Jansen over to number 0, Holmgren. Good defense by Dawson Boyd here on this.
Yep, shot clock down to 1.
Shot put up, and it is rolls off the rim. No good. A three-point attempt by Samantha Holmgren is no good. Yeah, that was at the shot clock, almost a violation there.
That was a good job on defense there by Dawson Boyd. Lindsey Lund with the shot now. And
That didn't go. I thought it was going in. Essling tried to save it. Lindsey had a good look at a three-pointer there. That was close to going in. How did that not go in?
Yeah, just got the unfriendly bounce. You're supposed to get a friendly bounce when you're playing at home.
2-0, McCray leading. And Braille Jansen being guarded by Essling. That's going to be a good matchup to watch. Here's a shot from the free throw line there by Emma Tyne. No good. The ball's loose. And we got a couple girls on the floor. No whistle. And McCray comes up with it. They keep possession.
Good hustle play by McCray to keep that possession alive.
Sam Holmgren goes down low. They get it in to Jansen in the paint, and she puts it up and in. Well, that wasn't Jansen. That was number 3, wasn't it?
Emma Tyne.
Emma Tyne with the put back. And it's 4-0, McCray.
McCray looks like they're switched up to a 2-3 zone now.
Yeah, they mixed that up. Come down here, Swazinski for a long three-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebounded by the Wolverines, and Jansen's going to go all the way to the hoop. Lays it up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa. Swazinski pushes it up to Essling. Essling goes to the basket and score. It rolled off. She gets her own rebound, and then she's fouled. Oh, my goodness.
That's another unfriendly roll there for Dawson Boyd right off the rim, but Olivia Essling sticking with it, got her offensive rebound, and now she'll go to the free throw line.
I am so impressed with Olivia Essling, the sophomore. The last few games I've done for the Blackjacks, she has really improved and really came on strong, I think. Free throws missed. Olivia's listed at 5'11". She's really come into her own here. Talked with Coach Rachel Hawkinson last week about Olivia, and she's very... And then the free throw's good, and the Blackjacks get on the board. It's 4-1.
During the free throw, Kyler Yamlin checked in for Dawson Boyd. She replaced Lindsey Lund.
Jansen will bring the ball up the floor herself. Man, is it woman-to-woman defense here?
Yep, still man-to-man.
Jansen for 3, off the iron, no good. Reeve Schreier, Laura, gives it over to Stratmone. Or this is Stratmone, excuse me. Claire Lou almost lost the ball to Alyssa. Back to Stratmone. Number 11, that's Schreier. Here's Yamlin. Claire out front. Boy, the McCray, they're really pulling this zone out far, aren't they?
Yep, that almost looked like they might have been switching back to man-to-man, but I'm not sure.
Essling with a short jumper on the baseline, no good. Brielle Jansen gets the rebound, and she goes down the floor, and she's fouled by a Blackjack. Head coach Sean Condon and coach Rachel Hawkinson both standing.
Claire Stratmon picked up her first foul of the game there.
McCray inbounds it underneath their own basket. They get into Ella Holmgren. Now to number 3.
Oh, and there's
Emma Tyne. Oh, nice steal. And going in for the layup is Claire Stratmon, and she lays it up and in. Not good defense there by Stratmo.
That was great defense. Then to get out and transition and make the layup, make it a 4-3 ball game here with McCray leading.
Brielle's going to go right to the hole. Lays it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Shot up. No good. Rebounded there by Holmgren. She pulls it back out. Now a three-point shot put up by number 3, Emma Tyne. And she's got 5 points. It's 7-3 McCray.
Great job by McCray there, keeping the offensive rebound and converting on the three-point attempt.
Here's Yamlin on the left wing, all the way to Swazinski. Alyssa drives to the basket, blocked by Brielle Jansen. Big block by Jansen.
Great defense there by McCray there. That zone kind of giving Dawson Boyd a little bit of trouble here to start.
Junior, here's a shot from the baseline by number 20, Callie Janich, and putting it up and in and scoring is Samantha Holmgren. That's her first basket of the night. And the Wolverines lead 9-3.
Nice job by Samantha Holmgren to get in position for the offensive rebound and then convert on the layup.
Yamlin, dangerous pass all the way across the court. And Holmgren got a hand on it, but it was last touched by either Stratmon or Szczesny. We have substitutes now for Dawson Boyd. Looks like Lindsey Lund is back in. Addison Jorgens in also for the Blackjacks. But the Wolverines have the possession and the lead, 9-3. Emma Tyne wears number 3 to Jansen out to the top of the key. Jansen in the paint. Man, they're really collapsing on her.
Great job by Dawson Boyd to collapse in on that to prevent Brielle from getting deeper into the paint.
And then Lund knocked the ball out of bounds. Good defense by Lindsey Lund. McCray inbounds it underneath their own basket once again, leading 9-3 if you're just tuning in. They lob it in to Emma Tyne. Over to Jansen. Boy, Brielle touches the basketball a lot. And Emma in the paint, being harassed by a couple of Blackjacks, and we're going to have a foul on the floor before the shot.
I believe that foul was on number 12, Lindsey Lund, picked up that foul.
Once again, the Wolverines inbounding the ball. They get it in the Jansen, tries baseline, now kicks it over to Tyne. Tyne puts the shot up and rolls off the rim, no good. Boy, another rebound by McCray. Here's a three-point shot put up and good by Ella Hultgren.
That was all set up by Samantha Hultgren getting the offensive rebound for McCray.
12-3. Szczesny for three. No, it won't go. And it ricochets all the way out, almost the logo out there. It's picked up by McCray. Brielle at the top of the key, being guarded by Szczesny. Crossover dribble. She goes in and scores. Left-handed layup by the junior, Brielle Jansen. 14-3. Jansen, as I mentioned last week, became the all-time leading scorer, boys or girls, in McCray High School basketball history. There's a shot. Oh, nice shot there by Addison Jorgens. What was that?
That was nice. The McCray was in a 2-3 zone on defense there, and Jorgens did a nice job getting to the middle of that zone and made a nice hook shot.
14. Jansen quick pass to Tyne and a push by Lindsey Lund. Ball on Lindsey. Might be her second already, huh?
Yeah, I believe so. That's her second foul.
More substitutes for Dawson Boyd. Essling and Laura Schreier come back in.
They replaced Szczesny and Lund.
McCray inbounds the ball. They lead 14-5 here in the first half. Emma Tyne, number 3. Jansen. McCray only has 2 seniors on the tee. They lob it in to Jansen in the paint. Forces her way to the basket. Shot up. No good. Ball ricochets out, and Jansen chases it down.
Nice job by Jansen to get her own rebound there.
Tyne. Now they go in the corner. You know, even though here's Jansen for 3, missed it. Rebounded there by number 11, Laura Schreier. You know, even though they're down 14-5, Blackjacks playing pretty good defense on a very good offensive team.
Yep, they've done a great job on defense so far, and they just haven't been able to quite convert on offense so far.
Ooh, a traveling call on sophomore Addison Jorgens in the corner. Clint Schiller, I call him the bearded ref, is here tonight. One of the referees. Does a fine job. McCray has the possession with coming up on 10 minutes to play here in the first half. McCray leading 14-5. Brielle Jansen, top of the key. Kicks it in the corner. Here's a three-point shot, and it is good by Ella Hultgren.
Dawson Boyd looked like they switched to a 2-3 zone on that defensive possession, and no one was able to get out to the corner to try and get a hand up on that three-point attempt.
Essling in the paint, kicks it out. Here's Lund for 3, that's Yamlin for 3, and it goes off the glass and then out of bounds and last touch by a Wolverine. 17-5 is the score. Szczesny comes back in the game. She'll inbound the ball underneath Dawson Boyd's basket. They get it in to Yamlin in the corner, right in front of the McCray bench. Now to Stratmon, Claire. Ninth grader. Nowhere to go. Gets about the Yamlin. Here's Essling from the free throw line. Shot swish.
Olivia Essling.
That was a great shot by Essling, being able to make the mid-range jump shot.
17-7, it's a 10-point lead for the McRae Wolverines. Brielle Jensen in the paint, lays it up, no good, rebounded by Essling. Boy, when Olivia Essling gets hot, keep giving her the ball, right?
Yep, you got to work from the inside out for Dawson Boyd when you're playing against McRae here, especially if they're in the zone.
Ooh, and then...
Foul on Ella Holtgren, it looks like, for first for McRae.
Addison Wolf comes in, along with number 20, Callie Janish in. 17-7, McRae leading. McRae with a 10-4 record. Blackjacks 4-10, as Mitch mentioned in the Subway pregame show. Dawson Boyd pulled off an upset last year. Both kind of with identical records, right, Mitchell?
Yep. McRae came into that game 11-4, and Dawson was 4-10.
And Dawson beat him by a couple points.
Yep, it was a 2-point game.
Stratmon almost in the paint, goes to the basket and banks it in. Claire Stratmon with a nice play.
That was a great job by Claire Stratmon. Shot clock was under 10 there for Dawson Boyd. Able to get a few more points in the paint there for Dawson Boyd.
17-9, the Blackjacks. And Real Jensen puts up a one-handed shot, and it's rebounded there by Kyler Yamlin. Kyler's playing well off the bench. Stratmon, boy, the Blackjacks get a basket here, right back in it. Essling down low, working her way to the basket, fadeaway jumper, good. What a shot there by Essling.
That was a great shot by Essling, a little turnaround fadeaway jump shot in the paint. That'll cut the lead to 6. It's 17-11, McRae.
And head coach Sean Condon calls a timeout. So with a timeout, we'll take a commercial right back.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesterngardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Paul Ramel, Mitchell Silty here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight on a very cold night. And McRae Wolverines' timeout is over by Coach Sean Condon. 17-11 McRae, and make that 19-11. Was that Jansen?
Yep, that was Brielle. Now McRae comes out in a full court press here. Dawson Boyd.
Throw the ball away.
Pressure forced Dawson Boyd to hurry a little bit and got a little carried away with the pass. Went out of bounds.
19-11 McRae leading.
They put it into a 6-0 run for Dawson Boyd. It was 17-5, and it was 17-11.
No, the Blackjacks had a 6-0 run.
Yep.
You do a very good job with the math in your head there. Look at Tyne go down low, and she scores, and she's fouled. Emma Tyne, nice assist from Brielle Jansen.
Nice job on McRae, really trying to go down low into the paint to get their couple buckets out of the timeout.
Tyne will go to the free throw line. Try to make it a 3-point play here for the McRae Wolverines. Free throws up and good. Tyne.
Dawson Boyd breaks the full court press.
Oh, a 3-pointer. Good by Laura Schreier. Boy, do the Blackjacks need that, huh?
Yep, that brought the lead back down to 8. Was that 11?
That was nothing but net from way out by Schreier, who's a sophomore. McRae, now here's Emma Tyne for 3, and from the top of the key, and she drills a 3, her second of the first half.
That was a great answer by Tyne there.
Oh, Essling down low, shot up, no good, rebounded by Jansen.
Brielle's going to take it herself all the way down the floor, kicks it in the corner. Three-pointer, no, a travel called on Ella Huskren. Fine, turnover,
McCray. Looks like she might have shuffled her feet before the shot there.
Trying to set up to shoot a three-pointer?
Yep.
You know, during the commercial break, Mitchell and I were talking, you know, even though the Blackjacks are down 25-14, really not playing the Wolverines tough on defense.
Yep, they're playing them tough defensively, just a little bit of a struggle on offense for Dawson Boyd here. We'll see if they can pick it up.
And they break the full court press, the Blackjacks do. Essling puts up a short jumper. Good, Olivia Essling.
Another nice mid-range jump shot for Olivia Essling. That'll bring it down to 9.
7 points for Essling. 6:25 to play in the first half. 25-16. McCray leading Dawson Boyd. Jansen goes down low and feeds Emma Tyne. She scores and she's fouled.
Second time McCray's ran that little curl screen in the paint to get Tyne open for a layup, and that's the second time she's been fouled while shooting one. Foul is on Olivia Essling. That's her second for Dawson Boyd.
We got Emma Tyne listed at 6 foot, Brielle Jansen at 6'1", and Emma Tyne is at the free throw line. Her free throw's good. She leads all scorers here in the first half with 14 points. 28-16, Wolverines leading the Blackjacks. Blackjacks have the possession. Claire Stratmon out at midcourt. Now over to Laura Schreier, who just hit a three-pointer in Essling. Kicks it out to Szczesinski.
McCray playing really good man-to-man defense here.
And Jansen gets her hand on it, and the Blackjacks get it back. Stratmon going to take it in herself, and look at Claire go to the basket. Oh, lays it up short. Rebounded by McCray. They're off and running. Jansen down the Tyne, and Tyne with the basket.
McCray doing a lot of work trying to set up points in the paint here after that. They took that timeout earlier in the first half.
30-16. Wolverines lead. Blackjacks, nice pass from Suzanne to Essling. Oh, she missed the shot. Here's Brielle Jansen. Tipped away by Essling from behind. Nice job by
Great
Olivia.
Great defense there by Olivia Essling. Poked the ball away, trailing the play.
30-16. Blackjacks down. They have the ball. 5 minutes to play in the first half. We'll have Armonica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Stratmona Szczesinski on the left wing. Jansen guarding Alyssa. Alyssa goes to the basket, falls down. Essling gets the ball, and then Olivia puts it up and in for two.
Olivia now has 9 points here for Dawson Boyd.
That was a didn't look. Oh, a steal by Stratmore, and then she falls down, and she is going to be.
I think they called timeout.
Rachel called a timeout. Good. Smart move by head coach Rachel Hawkinson there. What a steal by Stratmore.
Yep, great anticipation on that pass and stole it, and unfortunately couldn't keep her feet.
All right, we got a timeout on the floor of 4:35 to play in the first half. It's McCray 30, Dawson Boyd 18. You're listening to Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
I'm Alyssa Swedzinski from the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Raymond.
Sports on Q92.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also...
Back here in Dawson, 30-18, McCray leading Dawson Boyd. Coach Rachel Hawkinson has a timeout, and smart timeout because Claire Stratmon did a nice job stealing the ball there, Mitchell.
Yep, they did a nice job stealing the ball. Unfortunately, got a little ahead of herself and tripped over her feet, and luckily Dawson Boyd called timeout before a travel was called, so they get to keep possession here. And with 4 minutes and 35 seconds left, down 12 for Dawson Boyd. Just try and keep it down into the single digits for halftime, and they'll be sitting pretty good.
Yeah, keep it under 10. There's a lot of time left here in the first half, 4:35. And into the ball game here is Jordan Strand, a little junior, for Dawson Boyd. Stratmon with the ball. Blackjacks down 30-18. They need a basket here. This is...
Schreier,
Laura, number 11. Blackjacks passing it, and look at Yamlin go to the basket. Oh, Kyler Yamlin with her first basket.
Great drive there by Yamlin to get on the board for Dawson Boyd.
And it's a 10-point lead for McCray. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Holmgren. Jansen, wanted to shoot a three, but nice defense there by Jordan Strand.
Dawson Boyd playing great man-to-man defense here.
Jansen's going to launch a long three. Missed it. Rebounded there by the Wolverines. Jansen gets the pass, and Braille Jansen scores.
A great defense there by Dawson Boyd, but no one went down to do an offensive.
32-20. Here's Yamlin from the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Rebounded there by Emma Tyne to Jansen. Brielle kicks it in the corner. Here's a three-point shot from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by McCray. Blackjack's getting out-rebounded. Here's Tyne for three, and she hits another three. Emma Tyne with 19 points. Three three-pointers here in the first half.
Great first half for Emma of McCray right now.
Well, the Blackjacks cut it to 10. Now they're down by 15. Schreier over to Stratmon. Claire drops it down low to Lindsay. Shot foul. Lindsay Lund is fouled, and Lund will go to the free throw line.
Great play there, set up there by Dawson Boyd. Now Lund will go to the free throw line.
Who's that foul on? We didn't get it.
I didn't catch that one.
Lindsay Lund's free throw is no good. Callie Janich comes in along with Samantha Holmgren. Jordan Strand comes out of the game for Dawson Boyd. Lindsay Lund's second free throw is good. I think that's Lindsay's first points of the game. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play before halftime. 35-21. McCray.
Dawson Boyd looks like they switched to a 2-3 zone.
Jansen on the left wing, kicks it at the top of the key. Now here's Tyne to number two, Samantha Holmgren. This is Callie Janich. Oh, nice pass from Jansen. They go out. Black Jansen in the paint, puts up a short jumper, rolls around the rim. No good. Tyne with the rebound. Her shot won't go. Still fighting for the rebound. Finally, the Blackjacks have it. They're off and running. Schreier, Yamlin, outside the three-point arc, under 2 minutes to play, 35-21, McCray. Lund goes down low, and she's fouled, and Lindsay will go back to the free throw line.
Nice play by Lund there. I believe that foul was on Emma Tyne of McCray. Alyssa Swidzinski checks in for Lindsay Lund of Dawson Boyd.
Well, as we mentioned, Mitchell, if the Blackjacks can keep it under 10 before half here, that'll be a win. Hessling gets the inbound pass for Dawson Boyd. Stratmon inside to Hessling in the paint. Being double team, triple team. Now she loses the ball, and we got a whistle by the referee.
Foul, I believe, was on Dawson Boyd.
Schreier, Laura Schreier, the sophomore, with a foul. At 16 fouls. Oh, Coach Sean Condon's calling timeout with a minute 42 to play. We'll take another commercial break. McCray 35, Dawson Boyd 21. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
I'm Claire Stratmon. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Timeout's over by McCray's head coach Sean Condon. They lead 35-21. With a minute 17 to play
in the first half. McCray with the basketball. They almost throw it away. Ball goes all the way out to midcourt.
Shot clock at three.
Brielle Jansen throws the shot up. No good. And Jansen gets her own rebound. Pulls it back out. Crossover dribble. She goes to the basket. She's pushed to the floor. And a foul on Dawson Boyd.
Dawson Boyd did a great job defensively there. Just couldn't quite corral the rebound.
Well, Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up shortly. What happened there?
A substitution for McCray there.
And at the free throw line is junior Brielle Jansen, one of the best ball players in the state. And she missed her free throw. 35-21, under a minute to play. Stratmon for three. Big shot. No good. Esteline with the rebound. And Olivia kicks it back out to Claire.
Great job by Olivia getting in position for an offensive rebound there.
Stratmon and stolen. Oh, no. Stratmon gets it back. Brielle Jansen almost stole the ball. And now they lose the ball. McCray with the ball. And Schreier steals it back for Dawson Boyd.
That's a great job by Schreier there to steal the ball.
Three-pointer on its way by Schreier. No good. 25 seconds to play.
Shot clock off for McCray. They can hold for the final shot if they want to.
35-21. Wolverines leading the Blackjacks. Jansen dribbling the ball out at midcourt. They're going to go for the last shot, it looks like.
Yep, want to go with about 10 seconds left. In case you miss, you can maybe get an offensive rebound.
Jansen goes in the corner. Three-point shot put up by number 20. No good. Rebounded there by the Blackjacks, and Trzynski throws it from almost three-quarters of the court, and it's no good, and we're at halftime, and the McCray Wolverines lead the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks 35-21 at the half. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report from Dawson Boyd High School right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 325-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-98-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville. Haugen Insurance. Stop in. Visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacapara Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
Well, what's happening? Come on into Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson. Have a dark chocolate sea silk caramel and look around for something beautiful for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. It's never too early to start shopping. Monica's has gift certificates, free gift wrapping, wonderful fashions, and new items added daily. And Monica will throw in a gift with your gift certificate. So shop small in awesome Dawson at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty here in Dawson tonight. Girls basketball Camden Conference matchup, and McRae Wolverines leading Dawson Boyd 35-21 at the half. Mitchell, your thoughts on that first half of basketball?
I thought Dawson Boyd did a great job of kind of containing Brielle Jansen. She's only got 8 points here in the first half, and they did a great job on defense. They just struggled a little bit on the offensive side of things, and if they can get that figured out for the second half, I think it could be a pretty competitive second half here.
That's right. Let's go through your scoring. Only four players scored for McRae in the first half. They're led by Emma Tyne. Emma has 19 points in the first half. She had 3 three-pointers. So good first half there by Emma Tyne, number three, huh?
Yeah, that was a great first half for Emma there.
Jansen, as Mitchell said, 8 points. How many rebounds did Brielle have there?
I got Brielle for 8 rebounds in the first half.
8 points, 8 rebounds for Jansen. And Ella Hultgren hit two three-pointers for 6 points. That's your scoring for McRae. For Dawson Boyd, kind of balanced scoring, really. Claire Stratmon with 4 points. Addison Jorgens with two. Kyler Yamlin with two. Laura Schreier with a three-pointer. Lindsay Lund with a free throw. And the leading scorer is sophomore forward Olivia Essling. Essling with 9 points. Blackjack kept it around the 10-point mark, didn't they, for a while there?
Yeah, but it was 30-20 at one point in the first half, and then McRae able to go on a 5-1 run from that point to lead it 35-21 here and to start off the second half.
Do you have any other? Do you got some stats there?
Yep. So for rebounds, I got McRae with a total of 21 in the first half, and Dawson Boyd with only 11 in the first half. Leading rebounders for McRae, Brielle Jansen with 8 and Samantha Hultgren with 6. And Dawson Boyd has 3 players each with 3 rebounds. And that's for rebounding in the first half. And then and for points in the paint in the first half, I had Dawson Boyd with 14. And McRae had 16 points in the paint for the first half.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mitchell. And, yeah, so let's take that'll wrap up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. You want to shop Monica's? Remember, guys, listen. Valentine's Day is coming up. You got a couple weeks, but shop Monica's. Monica's has gift certificates for you, and she'll Monicanize that gift certificate. Let me tell you, so that'd be a good gift. You got to put a plug in there for Monica. All right, McRae leading 35-21 over the Jacks at halftime. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth, visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
My name's Laura Schreier. I'm with the Dawson Boy Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them. 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Mitchell Silty here on this Monday night, cold. Extremely cold Monday night, right, Mitchell?
Yeah, bitterly cold.
But we're here. Not a lot of people here tonight. Second half just underway. Dawson Boyd down 35-21. Essling with a one-handed shot in the paint and scores.
I haven't seen Essling hit that shot quite a few times here this evening, and it's really worked for her.
I would keep feeding Olivia Essling the basketball every trip down the floor. She has got my vote for most improved ball player this year for the Blackjacks. And now Emma Tyne is fouled underneath the McCray basket.
Once again, McCray using that back screen play to get Emma open in the paint.
Emma leads all scorers with 19 points. That foul was on Essling. Ooh, that's her third.
That free throw up and good for Emma, so she's now at 20 points for the game.
36-23, and Eslin's going to come out of the game. She just picked up her third personal, Mitchell, early
yep,
on
here. Yep,
that's
a big foul here early in the second half. Kyler Yamlin had to come in to check, come in for her.
Dine's second free throw is good. 21 points for the junior, Emma Dine. Here's the Blackjacks, and they need to score.
Okay, looks like they're out in a man-to-man defense here.
Kick it in the corner, Yamlin. Goes to the basket, puts up the shot, hard off the glass, no good. Rebounded by McCray, they give it to Jansen. Brielle kicks it in the corner. Now underneath the Tyne. Tyne goes to the basket, shot up, no good. Good box out there by Yamlin.
Nice aggressive rebound there by Yamlin. McCray really trying to go inside now that Olivia Essling's out of the game.
Here's a three-pointer by Swazinski from the corner, no good. Hit the rim. And another rebound by McCray, leading 37-23. Tyne goes to the basket, no good. Rebound put back by number 2, Samantha Hultgren. Hultgren's 4 points tonight. Stratmon, oh, tipped away by Tyne.
Great job by Emma. She knocked the ball off Claire's leg and goes out of bounds. Possession will go over to McRae.
Just underway here in the second half. McRae leading Dawson Boyd 39-23. Last year, the Blackjacks, almost with identical records, upset McRae. Here's Jansen in the paint. Easy basket for Brielle.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd looked like they switched to a 2-3 zone there. Brielle just got to the center of it, able to score the nice push-up.
Here's Yamlin for 3, and it's off the iron. Goes all the way out to midcourt, and that's where Stratmon chases it down. Now Claire throws up a 3, hits the front of the rim. Rebounded there by Callie Janich.
Two good looks there for Dawson Boyd. Just couldn't get either one to fall.
Beat JV tonight. McRae beat Dawson Boyd and JV 33-10. And there was no C-Squad game. Jansen for 3. Off the rim. Rebounded by Lindsay. Lund with a nice rebound. You've got to position yourself just right for rebounding. And we see Carson Bessenden do that so well for Lacapaw Valley boys team, one of the smaller players, and he probably leads the Eagles in rebounding, doesn't he?
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Szczynski for a long 3 from the corner, and Alyssa missed it, and it's rebounded by Tyne. There's Jansen for McRae, goes hard to the basket, lays it up off the glass, no good, rebounded there by Hultgren, and I think she was fouled, number 2, Samantha Hultgren.
Samantha Hultgren's gotten quite a few of those offensive rebounds from McRae here tonight. Olivia Essling checks back in for Dawson Boyd with those 3 fouls.
41-23. McRae will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They get it in to number 5, Nora Hultgren. And putting a shot up and in was Nora Hultgren, her first points of the game. And the Wolverines kind of pulling away now, Mitchell.
Yep, scores now up to, leads now up to 20, 43-23.
Szczynski. Yamlin to Alyssa. Cross court to Stratmon. Stratmon drives baseline, puts up a shot, no good. And Jansen's there for another rebound. Oh, she pushes it up the floor. And the number 5, Nora Hultgren, she missed the shot. And it's rebounded there by Dawson Boyd to Addison Jorgens.
Great job by McRae pushing the ball. They just couldn't convert.
Alyssa drives baseline. Now Essling back into the game. Olivia Essling with 3 fouls. And Yamlin is wide open for a 3 and doesn't get it to go. Rebounded by McRae. Jansen will bring the ball up the floor for the Wolverines. Oh, now she's got an opening. Goes right to the basket. That was too easy.
McRae now on a 15-3 run after the score was 30-20. 45-23 now.
15-3 run?
Yep.
45-23. 13 minutes to play. Essling turnaround shot and banks it in. Olivia is so good underneath the basket, isn't she?
Yeah, Olivia's been solid all night for Dawson Boyd. She leads them with 13 points here.
Look at the picture on the video board there, Olivia, she's holding two basketballs out. Barehanded. That's pretty good. She got good-sized hands. Here's a shot put up by Brielle Jansen. A big 3-pointer. My goodness. Everything's clicking for the McRae Wolverines right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm out by Dawson Boyd.
So Coach Rachel Hawkinson calling a full timeout. We'll take a commercial break. 48-25 McRae. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Lund from the Dawson Boyd Blackjack basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887?
Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
We're back. 48-25 McCray, and Emma Tyne just stole the ball at midcourt, and Tyne and Schreier collided.
It'll be a foul on Laura, I believe.
Oh, it is on Dawson Boyd. Okay. Well, McCray going on a bit of a run here in the second half. They lead 48-25.
Yep, on an 18-5 run now.
Dawson had 21 at the half, right?
Yep, 21.
So, McCray will inbound the ball from the side court. Jansen with the basketball. She's going to play college basketball in 2 years at Mankato State. She already signed, made her decision. She's only a junior. Probably, she's good at basketball, but she's really good at volleyball. Here's a three-pointer by Jansen. No good. Rebounded by Stratmone. Jansen's over 1,500 kills in her career, and she's got a year left of volleyball. Here's a shot put up by Dawson Boyd, number five. That was Addison Jorgens. No good. Jansen gets the rebound. She's going coast to coast. Lays it up with her left hand. And Jansen scores.
It's a great drive by Brielle there to get to the paint and finish and get a chance for and one.
17 for Jansen. She had 8 in the first half. And she'll go to the free throw line here. McCray just hit the 50 mark. And the free throw's good.
I got Brielle for 10 rebounds as well. She's got a double-double going now.
Did you see Griffin Epema for Montevideo last week had a quadruple double? You don't even hear that.
You don't even hear that in the pros?
No,
hardly at all.
Quadruple double. And then we got a foul on Dawson Boyd, I believe. Ella Hultgren comes back in for McCray. 11:39 to play. I know we got a lot of people listening tonight because there's hardly anybody here because it's too cold out, right?
Yeah, too cold out.
I think it's just parents here tonight. Oh, look at Claire go to the basket. Nice job by Stratmone, but she missed the layup. She is a good ball player, Claire Stratmone. Just a ninth grader.
One thing for Dawson Boyd, a really young team, only one senior on the roster this year. That's Lindsay Lund, so almost everyone will be returning next season.
Stratmone's free throw is off the back iron, no good. Well, you're going to say the same thing for McCray in a way, huh?
Yeah, you can. Only two seniors on McCray's roster, so they'll return a bunch of starters for next season, too.
And they got probably two of their best players back in Jansen and Tyne. Second free throw coming here from number three, Claire Stratmone, and she missed both of them. Rebounded there by Jansen. Another rebound by Burrell. She'll bring it across midcourt. Look over to her coach, Sean Condon, who Brielle broke the all-time school record, breaking her coach's record. Talked to Sean before the game about that. And it was quite a special moment, I heard. Jansen goes to the basket and lays it up and in. She's really coming on here in the second half.
Yep, now just like that, she's got 20 points now. Foul was on Stratmone, that was her second.
Tyne is going to come out. Nora Hultgren coming out. And Brielle Jansen will go to the free throw line, try to make it a three-point play. It's 53-25, McCray. Jansen's free throw is up, and hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Lindsay. Here come the Blackjacks. Yamlin to Stratmone. Lund at the top of the key. Dribbles to her right side. Goes underneath the basket. Kicks it out to Yamlin for three. And that's no good. And it might have went off Essling's hand. It did.
Yep, out of bounds. Possession will go back to McCray.
53-25. McCray leading Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks being held to 4 points here.
4 points. At one point, it was 30-20, so McRae's on a 23-5 run now.
10:30 to play in the ball game here in Dawson tonight. We'll be on the air tomorrow night as well. We'll be at Lac of Parle Valley, where the Minnesota Vikings will take on the Eagles. Real Jansen down to Tyne. Oh, he missed an easy shot, Emma did. Rebounded by Essling.
Great play design there by McRae. Just couldn't convert.
Look at Stradmore go to the basket. Blocked. They're busting, maybe. Boy, when Claire decides to go to the basket, nobody's stopping her.
Yeah, you know, very aggressive one going to the basket.
That was Jansen's first foul, I think, wasn't it?
Yep.
Stratmo's at the line. Her free throw's up and nothing but net. You always could tell the players that practice free throws, they make it look so easy. They don't take their time. They just throw it up there. Just nothing but net.
And free throws are a big part of the game. It's always nice to see that work coming out in the game.
Second free throw is rattles in and good. Almost jinxed her. Now we saw Jalen Lee do that against RCW last week. I think Jalen had 13 free throws, 13 out of 15 or something like that from the free throw line. We'll see Jalen tomorrow night. Oh, look at Tyne go to the basket. Oh, my goodness.
Great drive there by Tyne to get to the basket and finish.
23 for Tyne, 20 for Jansen. They got 43 of the 55 points for McRae.
Great performances by those two.
Under 10 minutes. 55-27, McRae. Szczesinski almost lost the ball, right, dribbling the ball right in front of Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Now over to number 21, Jordan Strand.
Shot clock down to five.
Szczesinski for three. That's way off the mark. Tyne gets the rebound, hands it over to Brielle. Brielle going to take it herself to the basket, puts it up and in. 22 for Brielle Jansen, 23 for Tyne. Timeout by Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Take a commercial break. 57-27 McRae with 9:11 to play. We'll be back with more Blackjack basketball after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
We're back. 57-27, 30-point lead for the McRae Wolverines with 9 minutes to play. Here's Yamlin with a short jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Wolverines. They're leading Tyne, and Tyne is pushed by Yamlin.
That'll send, inbounds play from McRae now.
16 foul.
Yep, so the next one will put McRae at the free throw line.
McRae will inbound the ball underneath their basket, and they lob it in to number 11 into the game for the first time tonight. Maggie Janey, she's going to put up a three. Oh, she hits a long three. A junior in the McRae bench jumps up like they just won the championship. Here's Essling, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Hultgren. I'm guessing she's a JV player, huh?
I would assume so.
Brielle Jansen's fouled going to the basket by a Blackjack. Clock is stopped with 8:33 to play. Essling and Jorgens. Brielle Jansen at the line. She can tie Emma Tyne with the scoring with 23, and she makes it. So she has 23 points. Emma Tyne has 23 points. What's that? 46?
Yep, 46.
Boy, I'm good at math. 46 of the 61 points. Second free throw, hard off the glass, no good.
rebounded by McCray, and Tyne puts the Braille Jansen puts the shot up from the free throw line and scores. My goodness.
Leading score.
63. It's all McCray here in the second half, boy. And the ball's loose. Dawson Boyd loses it. McCray with the basketball. Jansen bounces it to Emma Tyne. Tyne scores. 25 each for Tyne and Braille Jansen.
Had McCray for 16 points in the paint in the first half, and with 8 minutes to go, I got them for 18 now in the second half.
Here's Stratmore for a long three. It's off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. We got a tie. Oh, we got a foul. He called a foul, the referee did. Not too many games played today because a lot were postponed, but I understand YME boys, they're at Montevideo tonight. I'll try to get you an update that, on that and the post-game show. 65-27, McCray leading Blackjacks here. Inbound pass by Dawson Boyd, and it's a foul on McCray. Clint Schiller, the referee, calling the foul.
I believe it's on Callie Janish.
Oh, okay. Getting the ball is Laura Schreier underneath the Blackjack basket. Bounces in. Lindsay Lund scores. Lindsay's first field goal of the night.
Nice play drawn up by Dawson Boyd out of the inbounds there.
Lindsay Lund, the Class A individual golf champion. That was so much fun. Last spring at Pebble Creek Golf Course in Becker. McCray passing the ball around. Tyne from the top of the key, three, no good. Jansen with the rebound and a jump ball called. Nice job there by number five, Addison Jorgens, for tying up Jansen. 65-29, McCray. The Wolverines will inbound the ball. They get it into Jansen, outside the three-point arc, right in front of her head coach. Now at the free throw line. Jansen looking for somebody to pass to. Tyne, back to Jansen.
Shot clock's under 10.
Oh, long three-pointer by Brielle, no good. She follows her shot, grabs the ball, and she's pushed to the floor by Yamlin. Yamlin crashed to the floor as well. Who they call the foul on?
I think the foul was on Brielle.
It was, her second. Emma Tyne's going to come out of the game with 5:40 to play. I think the clock will run now, right?
Yep, I think it's running clock now.
Yeah, running clock now, 65-29. Blackjacks with the basketball. Jorgens to Stratmone. Stratmone crossover dribble. Claire drops it down low to Lindsay, and the ball's taken away by McCray. McCray gets it to Braille. Braille goes to the basket. She's fouled, and she'll go back to the free throw line. She has been living at the free throw line here in the second half. Braille Jansen.
That was a great job by Braille, staying aggressive there and getting to the paint, getting fouled.
Free throws up and good by Jansen. Gives her 26 points. Essling back in, Swazinski back in for Dawson Boyd. 4 minutes, 40 seconds to play. Clock running, will not stop. Running time now. And the second free throw is good. She got 27. Well, how many rebounds you got for her? She's got to have a dozen at least, huh?
Yeah, I got her for 12.
67-29, McCray. McCray is really pulled away. One with a long three-pointer. Another rebound by Brielle Jansen. Jansen goes in the paint, throws it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Hultgren. Hard off the glass, no good. And McCray saves it, gets it to Jansen. Jansen drops it down low to number four, and she scores. Addison Wolf. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 4:01 to play. It's McCray 69, Dawson Boyd 29. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located at 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here. Running time right now, 69-29. McCray leading Dawson Boyd by 40 points. Blackjacks not having a good second half here. They've been outscored, Mitchell, huh?
Yep, been outscored by a total of 34-8 here in the second half.
Shot put up by Dawson Boyd. It's no good. Rebounded there by Nora Holtgren. And she is tied up by Jorgens. And we'll go down the other end and shoot some free throws. So Brielle Jansen's on the bench. She ends the night with 27. Emma Tynde on the bench. She ends the night with 25. That's 52 points between two players. McCray at the free throw line. Under 3 minutes to play now. Free throw's up, no good. Essling with the rebound. Gets it over to number one. This is Kenzie Johnson into the game for the first time tonight. Getting some JV players in there, it looks like.
It looks like both teams going with their bench players now.
Elizabeth Jorgensen. Perkins turns around and scores. Caden Perkins, the sophomore, with a basket in the paint for the Blackjacks. We'll have our Neon Needles postgame show coming up shortly. And a long three-pointer from the baseline. Oh, my goodness. Number four hits the three. Addison Wolf.
I think that was only a two.
Oh, it was? They say a two?
Yep.
Wow, I know my eyesight's not good, but that looked like a three to me. Blackjacks with the ball, and Perkins from way out on the corner, no good. And it goes out of bounds. McCray leading 71-31.
The ball's last touch by McCray. It'll stay with Dawson Boyd.
Once again, as I mentioned, we'll have a Neon Needles post-game show. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game, and we will visit with some of the coaches, I think. With a minute 35 to play. Now a traveling call on Dawson Boyd to turn the ball over.
Score is 71-31. McCray with a minute 20 left here in the second half.
McCray with the basketball on 1 minute left in the ball game. And who was that for McCray?
It was Maggie Janish.
With a three?
No, that was a two-pointer.
2.2. Well, I missed two threes. Two-pointer for Maggie Janish. Okay, both these teams got mostly everybody back. We talked about that earlier, so next year it's going to be, well, we'll see what happens next year. 44 seconds to play ball game. The coldest night of the year, the winter. Johnson, with the ball for Dawson Boyd. 30 seconds to play.
Shot clock's under 10.
Perkins from the top of the key, no good. And a nice rebound there by number four, Addison Wolf. 15 seconds to go. And McCray might be, they're not going to foul. They're just going to let her dribble the ball here. And they'll hold it, and that's going to be your final score here tonight. McCrayo's going to win it, 73-31 over the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And we'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working on Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Dawson Boyd High School. Your final, McCray 73, Dawson Boyd 31. The Wolverines improved to 11-4 on the season. And the conference game there, head coach Sean Condon joins us in the post-game show. Sean, you played a great second half there.
Yeah. I thought Dawson played very well in the first half. They came out with a little more intensity than we did, and that was the challenge at halftime to our girls is, hey, we got to, you know, come to play. I know it's a Monday and you don't have school, but, you know, you got to come to play every single game. Yep. And I reminded them of what happened when we came here last year when Dawson beat us in overtime. Yep. And I just said, that's really all I should have to say for any motivation. But, no, they played good.
We mentioned that many times on the game.
Yeah.
And you almost have identical records to what you did last year.
But I thought our girls responded well in the second half. Came out, and you know, everything for us starts on the defensive end when you can get stops and you get the ball to Bria. I don't know that I've seen a girl that is so effective in transition. You know, she does a great job of getting to the rim, finding her teammates. So that's kind of our strength, and but in order to do that, you have to get stopped. So I was happy to see that in the second half.
Yeah, Tyne with 20. Is that how you say it? Emma?
Emma Tyne, yeah.
Tyne with 25 points and Jansen with 27. So what's that? 52 points.
52, yeah. Yeah, and Emma, when Emma is aggressive, we're an entirely different team. And that's kind of been the message to her is, hey, you know, when you catch the ball, you got to think score first. Because I think sometimes she was almost unselfish to a fault.
Yeah.
But she's skilled enough. And so our message to Emma is when you get the ball, you got to think score first, because when she's aggressive, we're an entirely different basketball team. So that was good to see.
All right. 73 points tonight.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And, you know,
defensively?
Yeah. That's kind of – there's been a few games we've cracked 70, but I don't know that we're capable of doing that night in and night out. So where we're going to win games is by, you know, holding team to 45 or less. But okay. So I thought it was good overall, a lot better in the second half. Sure.
Coach, I got your team for 36 points in the paint compared to Dawson Boyd's 20, and then I got you out-rebounding Dawson Boyd 41-23. What was your keys to controlling the paint today?
Well, I think it always helps when you got size, and Emma and Brielle definitely have that, and to go with a lot of skill. Rebounding has been a thing that we've been stressing, you know, limiting teams to one shot, don't let them get any offensive rebounds. But, you know, we tell our guards, you can't rely on Brielle and Emma to get every rebound. You know, you got to do your part, box out, go get the ball. And I thought that, especially in the second half, our guards did a really good job of finding a body and getting somebody out of the paint.
Yep. Well, before I let you go, we got to talk about Brielle breaking your scoring record at McCray.
Yeah.
You have the scoring record for what? When did you graduate?
I graduated in 2010.
Okay, so the scoring record's been good?
Yep.
So what's that? 15 years?
15 years,
15
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Brielle broke it last week, huh?
Yeah, and I'm
1,600 some points?
When we pulled her up, you know, we pulled her up for a reason as an eighth grader, so that doesn't surprise me. I'm happy for this, but what I love is, you know, every milestone Brielle's reached and every record she's broke, her team is really happy for her. And I think that tells you what kind of kid she is.
Yeah, and you got another year with her.
Yeah, it is. It's been fun, and it'll continue to be fun. So.
Yeah, she committed early, didn't she?
To Mankato, and you know what really changed recruiting wise is that before this summer, you know, during the summer before the season, she kind of decided that she was going to go play basketball in college. Well, all of a sudden, then the offers are coming in, because I think it was a lot of, well, do we want to offer the kid if she's not going to play basketball? I'm happy for her. She made, I mean,
All-state volleyball player.
Yeah, yeah, and that Mankato's the defending national champion. I mean, it's a pretty good program. My bias, I wanted her to go to SMSU, but
I wonder?
I think Graham.
And you had a great career at SMSU.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, and I loved SMSU. I joke with her because, I mean, really, when I was there, I did not like Mankato, not at all. Nobody did.
Yeah.
But I said she's gonna have to give me a Mankato shirt because I don't own any Mankato clothing whatsoever.
Yeah, you got to get some Mankato apparel now.
Yeah,
that's
gonna
be tough for you to put it on.
It will be. I'll have to do that in secret, I think.
That's the same way with me. When I first time I put Montevideo Thunderhawk apparel on for my granddaughter. Oh, that was hard.
Yeah, you start itching, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Sean, thanks for joining us
on
the post-game show. If you see Brielle, tell her to come up.
I got
a T-shirt for her.
We'll do it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Sean.
Coach.
Sean Condon, head coach of the McCray Wolverines. And you want to go through some stats here?
Yeah, I'll go through some rebounding for tonight. As I said earlier, Dawson Boyd with the total, I only got him for 23 rebounds in the game, 12 in the second half, 11 in the first half. A couple people tied for the lead in rebounders. They had Laura Schreier with 5, Olivia Essling with 5, and Kyler Yamlin with 5 to lead Dawson Boyd. And for McCray, I got him for 41 rebounds, 21 in the first half, 20 in the second half. Leading rebounder was Brielle Jansen with 13, and then Samantha Hultgren added 9 rebounds for McCray. And then for points in the paint, for Dawson Boyd, I had them for 14 in the first half, only 6 in the second half, for a total of 20 points in the paint for the game. And then for McCray, I had them for 16 points in the paint in the first half, 20 points in the paint in the second half, for a total of 36 here in the game.
All right. For Dawson Boyd, scoring-wise, they're led by sophomore Olivia Essling with 13 points. Caden Perkins with a basket, Lindsay Lund with 3 points, Schreier with a 3-pointer, Kyler Yaman with a basket, Addison Jorgen with a basket, Claire Stratmon with 6 points for Dawson Boyd tonight. And we already went through some of the scoring for the Wolverines. So the Wolverines pick up a win tomorrow night.
Anything else you got there, Mitchell?
Just we got a final in boys basketball. Montevideo defeated YME by a score of 90-30 tonight.
In the 90s again for the Thunderhawks. Wow.
Yeah, that's about fourth or fifth time, I believe.
They've hit a 100 once or twice for sure. So.
Yep.
Hey, tomorrow night, Mitchell and I will be at the Eagle's Nest. Lacapra Valley girls hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Should be a good one, huh?
Yeah, I expect that to be a competitive basketball game tomorrow night.
Okay. All right, thanks, Mitchell, for helping out tonight. And thanks to Phil for working the board back at the studio. Once again, your final score here in Dawson, McCray 73, Dawson Boys 31. We'll see you tomorrow night from Lacapra Valley High School.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden